first time that you we are seeing each other. Feeling ko yung mga nanonood hindi na rin natin tayo kilala. So, yeah. You guys want to find out who we are? Secret. Wait till the end of the show. Joke lang. My name is Sean.
Terex.
Ikaw. Ako ba yan? Sobrang tagal na natin hindi na natin alam yung ano.
Hey guys, welcome to Barely Adults. It's a podcast where we children in our early 20s talk about adulthood or the lack thereof dahil ECU season 2 na naman tayo. Today, we are talking about fatigue, ECU fatigue, COVID. I don't even know what to call it anymore. Do you guys have a specific term for it?
Just life, I guess.
Just life. Actually, this is the first time we've seen each other in like 2 months, maybe.
My name is Anna.
Jane.
My name is
Jayo. And I'm Ella.
And we're barely adults.
Barely adults.
So we're going to talk about the COVID fatigue and how's life.
Napagod ako just when you said COVID fatigue. Parang bigyan na tingin ako.
parang ito na naman, COVID pa rin yung topic natin.
I think the worst part is waiting for them to extend it every week. Last year kasi every 2 weeks eh. So medyo parang may, alam mo yun, may 2 weeks ka pa to like see. Ngayon kasi weekly eh. Parang pwede ba?
Yeah, actually, I heard nga na USC already went on an academic freeze.
Good for them.
Walang workers dyan.
Go for them.
Wow.
But let's go, UP.
But yeah, I feel like, a lot of people were, a lot of students were asking for it na rin. So I feel like nakinig naman yung student body. Student body, student
we're talking concept. About students din naman. I think I want to share my sentiments when it comes to the COVID fatigue. It's really, I mean, until now, na second sem na, and ano na ba? 2 years na, di ba? Joke lang.
Isa pa lang.
2 years? Jayo, huwag ka mag-advance.
Ala, Jayo, parang maganda kwentuhan.
So like, you know, 1 year na. And alam mo yun, akala ko nakapag-adjust na ako. Yun talaga, when I was entering the second sem, it's like, oh, feeling ko naka-adjust na ako and everything. Feeling ko ready na ako for the load of, you know, online classes. But hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin talaga eh. The fact na, alam mo, napagdaanan na rin siya last year. And it's still the same eh. I think it's hindi na kami yung problema. It's like the system that's above us, which is UP. Fix your system, please. Alam mo yun?
I agree. But they say that the UP is the microcosm of the Philippines.
Totoo.
So pagka magulo ang UP, ibig sabihin magulo ang bansa. Pag magulo ang bansa, ibig sabihin magulo sa UP. And true enough, sobrang gulo ng both the country and UP. Like, hindi ko alam kung saan ako lulugar as a person na may pake sa nangyayari sa mundo at sa Pilipinas at sa school ko. Because I am so tired.
Diba?
That's where the quarantine fatigue just starts, really. Because you don't know what to... kumbaga, hindi mo alam kung ano yung uunahin mong i-worry. Yung world burning, or the Philippines going into this deep bleep, i-bleep natin. Kasi hindi pwede magmura.
Pero kanina nagmumura si Ella, di ba?
No! I know! Paano kayo masyado? Or yung... mismong personal life mo, parang, di ba nakakabaliw na isang taon na tayo, more than 1 year, nasa loob lang ng bahay.
Yeah, I agree. Pero yun nga, we shared our sentiments as students. How about you guys, na you're working na, you're in the working class? How does it feel? Nag-ECQ na naman, man.
Well, I feel like for me, at least, it doesn't really feel like anything anymore at this moment because... Mm-hmm. I got used to it na. Kasi before, like, I remember, like, last year, I would do anything to distract myself. Kasi, nag-notify nga sa email ko na, it's been a year since I joined Duolingo. I tried to learn a new language.
She's a linguist.
Kamusta naman yun? Kamusta naman yun?
Ayun, okay naman. Last year, mga level 2.
Pagaling ka na mag-Tagalog.
Pagaling ko na mag-Tagalog, tignan mo yung difference ko, di ba? Anyway, I when I got that email, I was like, grabe, last year I was really trying to distract myself from everything. Like, mm-hmm. I remember being very observant of my feelings. Like, pagka alam kong nalulungkot ako or kapagka alam kong I'm alone in my thoughts na, alone with my thoughts na, I would turn on a K-drama that would make me happy, or I would turn on some BTS videos that I know would make me laugh. Kasi I'm just trying to be present and I'm trying to like stop the sad feelings, if that makes sense, which I feel like is not healthy, because that's when I learned that if I'm sad, okay, I'm going to be sad about it and just let myself feel things. Like, I'm not going to fake it. But at that time, I was just so desperate to just not cry every night, because I used to do it. I used to do it a lot. Like, I would get tired from, alam mo yung napapagod ka sa work kahit hindi naman heavy yung workload mo.
Yeah.
Kasi you feel like, parang, oh my God, totoo ba? Like, nakakulong ako dito and all these...
Bless you. Bless you, Paul.
Bless you.
Ano yun?
Ano yun?
Sorry. Ano yun?
Kaya pa. Okay lang siya.
Okay. I feel like from last year, and then like I remember being asked to go to work, which really effed up my mental health. I remember crying when I would get home, or cry like right before I'd go to work. Kasi ayoko mabas. Ayoko, ano ba?
For sure.
I was just really thinking, these people have to stop acting like everything is normal, because this is not normal. Mm-hmm. And I was so mad at everyone. I was mad at the government. I was mad at my job. I was mad at like whatever is happening in the world. And I was just really thinking, God, why? Why is this happening? And I was really trying to find a reason for all of it. Like, knowing me, I just say like, siguro may dahilan to, ganyan. Pero it's been like a year. And honestly, I still feel like there is a reason, but as of the moment, I'm just like, I'm over it. Like, I'm very lucky now. I'm very fortunate now that I work from home full time, and I know that is very privileged of me. But at the same time, like, I can't, you know, parang this is not my life. This is not how I want to live for the rest of my life, yeah, for even like more than a year already, diba?
Yeah.
So now I'm just like, I would say I am in a better-ish place compared to I was last year, kasi yeah. I have adapted and I have adjusted to whatever it is that I need to. Like, I have learned to deal with my feelings more, and I have learned to just... I mean, I'm mad at everything at the moment, but at the same time, I'm just like,
yeah,
walang magagawa yung galit ko. So, yeah, like, it's... alam yun, parang choice mo rin magalit eh. So, sige na nga, parang galit ako, oo, pero hindi na kata isipin kasi
Galit
lang ako.
It's a lot. It's the resilience that they keep forcing down our throats. The fact that we feel better a year into the quarantine is not because things have gotten better outside, or with ourselves, or with our situations. It's just because we've been forced to be okay with the quality of life that we have now, which is not something we should be happy about. Kung masaya ka sa buhay mo ngayon, in quarantine, you're either very, very privileged or you're joking yourself, because this is not the kind of life we should be living, especially as young adults, diba? And what you're talking about, Anna, I feel like all of you can relate, is that even if there are less things to do, there are also less joys in life to enjoy and to experience. So when you're doing work, it feels like you're just doing work. But sometimes the happiness is being able to walk out of your office, get a coffee with your friends, and then come back, drink the same coffee for like 5 hours, and then wait till the end of the day. And then you get the relief of like being able to walk out, be on your commute home. Things that sometimes you hate also make up the every minute of your life that you should be able to enjoy. And we no longer have that. We're just stuck in the same spot, doing the same things. And there are no more little instances of like life that we get to experience.
Exactly.
Go, Ella, you're still working as well. And I know that it's been a struggle with you.
It's been tough. I actually, even right now, yung mind ko, blanco siya. So when I'm talking to you guys, this is all on the spot. Which I guess is the perfect parallel to what's been happening to my life. As in, sobrang blanco na lang talaga ng isip ko. Kasi, well, yun nga, I've been living alone. We've established this so many times in our podcast, and it's really crazy now. Like, dati, syempre, sinasabi natin, uy, ang lala, ang lala, ang lala. And then now, I'm just like, wow, it's been more than a year of me being alone in my condo and then having a job. It's just, actually, yung job ko now, it's tough. It's really tough. But it got easier in the sense na memorize ko na kasi. So like, alam ko na yung gagawin ko. It's ganito, ganyan. Madami pa rin siya. But mas mabilis na ako. So natatapos ko na siya and all these things. But for some reason, it's harder now. Yung situation ko. Kasi, like, with Anna, I feel like I'm reliving the whole crying thing again. Kasi, I feel like it's the, I don't know if it's PTSD or something, pero ever since ECQ was announced, as in, sobrang sad ko na lang every day. Yeah. I feel like, kasi, it's also the fact na, grabe, after 1 year, we're back here.
And it's worse.
I know, it's even worse now. Like, yeah. Why? How is that even possible? So, yun lang naman on my end. Parang wala talaga. Sobrang sabaw ko lang as a person. I'm on autopilot mode ever since the pandemic started. That's why sobrang I try not to think about anything in order to survive. Pero now, it's literally just, I don't know if it's autopilot mode nga eh. Like, I don't know what it's called. It's literally just, I'm alive today. That's it.
Yeah. You're just sometimes, living.
Yeah, sometimes I really ask myself din na parang, nandun pa rin ba yung end yung life goal ko? Or right. I'm just trying to live every day to survive. Right. Yeah, like legit, nakita ko yung post na yun, pero like, oh my gosh, oh nga no, may life goal pa ba ako?
Diba? Exactly.
Hard kasi, it's hard to think of your future and your life goals when you're not sure if there even is a future to look forward to.
And I think kasi I remember, parang...
Ago, ikaw, Anna.
Sige, sis, ikaw na.
Ayan.
Sige na, well, na.
Siguro kasi the reason why uncertain yung future natin, it's because of the people that's above us eh. Kasi may mga ibang countries, na nakikita nila yung future nila kasi merong mga plans na nakalatag sa kanila, sa harap nila. And tayo kasi we're very clueless. Ano ko naman
yeah, we don't know the plans. Or if may plan ba.
Because the government is also clueless.
So what were you saying, Anna?
I remember, like, I would really enjoy these days, ha, I would miss the morning commute to work. I would miss walking to my terminal just so I'd have my alone time, alam mo yon. And now, yung alone time ko literally is all the time because I'm always alone. In and I remember, like, I would, after work, I'd go to radio and I'd see Sean. And I know, Sean, ikaw, you are actually in the province right now, right? And how's life there? Is it any different from the life in the city?
Yeah, kamusta?
In terms of cases, we're much lower. We're not in ECQ here. I think the day we had like 4 new cases. Yesterday was 11 new cases. But even in the towns surrounding us, meron pa yung mga kunyari 20 cases, 30 cases. So it's not like it's not here. But it is not as bad as in Manila. And that's not because, you know, the government is suddenly like more effective here than it is in Manila. It's just that there's a lot less movement that has to be done in areas like this, right? Like there's much less offices everyone who you're with, there's less interaction with people from outside the city because no one from Manila is gonna go here to Lucena, Quezon just for nothing. You're gonna go for very specific reasons. And so I am very fortunate to be here in a place where we don't have to be as, you know, it's one thing to be strict there. It's another
paranoid.
To be in a place where you can have peace of mind. And 4 cases is not something to, of course, be completely unworried about. Yeah. But to be somewhere where I don't have to worry about my family as hard or where I don't have to worry na parang if I just go to the supermarket, I'm probably gonna face someone with COVID. Because I feel like that's that's a worry for you guys now. With
with
about 10,000 cases a day and many more that are undiagnosed, undetected. It is so possible for you to just walk out of your house and come face to face with someone with COVID and you and they don't even know. Right?
Exactly.
So I feel like my experiences here is just, I don't know, it feels like a blip. Like it's not real. This is a momentary thing that I'm gonna be experiencing, because at the end of the day, it's the whole Philippines that's suffering with this. If Metro Manila dies, a lot of the provinces are gonna die also.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the businesses rely on Metro Manila. Right? So even if we're okay here and we continue to be okay here, if the rest of the country doesn't get its things together, well, Aaron, because we work as a country, you know, we rely on the different produce from different provinces. Mm-hmm. We rely on the offices in Metro Manila and in Cebu and in Davao and these metropolitan areas, diba? So they just have to step up. The government has to step up and do the right thing, because so many times have they been given the option to do the right thing and they refuse to do it.
Yeah.
God knows why.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my gosh, I don't want to die, dude. I'm like, I have so many plans for myself.
Same.
But I feel like with everything that's happening these days, what do you guys do to at least keep going every day?
Yeah.
Like I know you guys are also very busy on your own. So Sean, busy siya mag Valorant kasi kahit 8 PM ang plano natin, 8:13 naglalaro pa siya.
Kasi si Jayo naglalaro naman.
Don't blame it on me. I was
on galit pala. Okay. No, but I was like, what I personally do is I talk it out with a lot of my friends. I'm more vocal about my feelings now, because if I need help, Adi, I have to ask for it. You know what I mean? But and I try to read more. I still watch the things that keep me happy, not to just distract myself, but also to just keep me from overthinking, I guess.
Yeah.
That's how I deal with it. What about you guys?
For me, sometimes parang every time I'm with I'm faced with problems, especially, oh my gosh, imagine me at 21 years old trying to pay the bills. So kahapon
ko lang 21 ka pa lang.
Diba? Alam mo, I'm stressing about yung 2 pesos na nag-raise sa meral ko. Ano ba yun?
Sobrang same.
Diba?
Sa ulo.
I feel like sometimes I ask myself, or parang like legit na parang nasa ba yung reset button? And parang sometimes I find myself na I wanna go back to the beginning, sana bata na lang ako.
Or teleporter na lang. Kahit
diba?
Teleporter na lang. Para wala tayo na dito. Para nasa New Zealand na lang tayo.
Mm-hmm. Especially in Australia. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I just want to pretend na I can run away from my problems. But yun nga, it made me realize that that's not how life works kasi. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're faced with failure. And siguro yun, parang what I learned talaga, especially what helped me make it through 2020 or even now, is that I really start low na ngayon. I really don't pressure myself too much. And I think starting slow really made me realize na life is not a competition, kahit super gasgas nang sabihin yon. That's how I gain my motivation and navigate to the change that I want to see in the future. Parang ganun. Parang I really learn from each failure na nagagawa ko.
Yeah.
And you have the choice kasi to stay there in that same situation or you can pick yourself every time na nag-fail ka for you to be able to move forward. And yun, I think yun lang yung ginagawa ko. It's just, you know, self-assurance to me every day. Yun yung ginagawa ko. And like almost every day, I start my day with like calmness in my mind. Alam mo yun? Try to meditate. Kahit 5 minutes.
Meditation is the bomb.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of Filipinos find it corny. But I think it really helps you realign yourself to the things that you want to do. And this is what I tell to my friends, especially when they're really anxious about everything. Alam mo yun, I remind them to try to meditate at 5 minutes every day and to control the things that are in front of you. Kasi yun nga eh, tama si Anna, you cannot, kahit galit ka, walang magagawa yung pagiging magali, yung galit mo. So
yeah, parang choice mo na yun if maaasar ka lang kabambuhan.
Diba? So what you can do is just to really work with the things that you can control or within your circle responsibility. Yeah. And yun, that's what I do almost every day. I mean, I fail at it, pero and I try to make a progress. So yun.
Yeah. At the start of 2020, I would also meditate every time, every morning before I go to work. I would try to wake up at 5 o'clock just so I can meditate for like 15 minutes. And it really helps. It really helps just clear your mind. Because I'm such an overthinker. So at least in the morning, like I slow down, I try to do it as well. And I think that's the beauty of it, Jay, you know? Like it really just slows down time.
Yeah.
And it just allows you to be present. But yeah, like for most of us who don't have time to meditate, e.g. Ella, what do you do to keep yourself sane or to keep yourself motivated in a way?
Yeah.
Honestly, I am the worst person to ask this right now because I feel like I really... Unlike you guys who are still, you know, trying, I'm literally just on survival mode now, which I think a lot people also switch to this instinct, I guess, for this year. Because, you know, it's been, this pandemic has been dragged on for so long. And, you know, we keep saying na meron pa bang future to look forward to and all these things. You know, sometimes I think nga na, oh, what if I just leave the country na? I'm so tired of the Philippines. What if I just fix my passport, fix my visa, I go to another country and just, you know, just leave this place? Because I'm sorry, I love the Philippines as a, alam mo yun, makabayan. But it's the kind of love that hurts. Alam niyo, yung parang ang hirap mahalin ng Pilipinas. Kasi hindi naman minamahal ng Pilipinas ang mga Pilipino. So
partida, tourism student pa yan, ha?
I know, right?
Tourism ka?
Oo, hindi mo ba alam?
Hindi sis, akala ko ano kay music. Music!
Mas mas yung tawa mo, ha? Parating mo sa akin, ha?
Hindi, kasi diba radio DJ ka and all of that. So, akala ko.
Alam mo, sa mga job interviews, yan yung laging tinatanong sa akin, so kung tourism ka, bakit ganito resume mo? Kasi layo lang ginagawa ako.
Bakit communications ang forte mo?
Diba? But anyway, yeah. I keep thinking of just leaving the Philippines. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe in the future, I don't know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But right now, I guess what I'm doing to actually just survive is, well, sometimes I stare at the window. I'm at that point now that nagmumuni-muni na. Kasi, okay, yung condo ko, I'm in a really high-rise tower. Nasa 31st floor ako. So, grabe, sobrang kita ko yung Manila Bay. Kita ko yung, as in, Makati, Pasay, yung QC Circle. Kita ko lahat from here. So, ginagawa ko, nagpapamisik na lang ako, tapos nakatunga nga ako. Literally, that's what I do. Para na lang may nagagawa ako. Kasi hindi na kaya ng brain ko eh. Wala na talaga. Like, it's just, it's black right now. So,
pero, can I just say that it really takes courage na. Na parang, you're still trying despite na parang you're uncertain of the future.
Yeah.
Alam yun? But it really, kasi some people eh, would just like, you know, give up na talaga.
Mm-mm.
But, looking at you, Ella, kaya mo pa talaga yan.
Strong independent woman!
Ito. Kaya niya, nag-apply pa.
Christ and strong independent woman!
Marinig ng boss niya to, no? Ah, nag-apply ka pala, ha?
Hindi ko to i-share sa Instagram kasi baka marinig nila.
Ayan, how about the, ano naman, how about the Loa student here?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Provinciano, FPJ.
The Provinciano. Obviously, I'm not gonna pretend like I am at the same level of having it all together Mm-hmm. As Jeo and Anna, you know, Ella and I are probably in similar boats, diba?
You know, hindi ka magre-reply sa akin.
Diba? Ganyan yan. Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Wait lang, share ko lang.
Kasi yung isang beses,
nag-message ako kay Sean. I was like, Sean, are we gonna do blah, 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 blah? Tapos hindi nag-reply. 2 days later, nag-message ako ulit. Sabi ko, hello? Hindi nag-reply. Pero nag-reply siya sa group chat namin, yung isa namin friend. Tapos, nag-message ulit ako sa kanya. 2 days later, I was like, hello? And then I screenshot the convo. And then I send it to the group chat. And I was like, Sean, wag na wag maupa ako sa aking kaya.
Yeah. No, and that's completely... connected to what I'm trying to talk about. No, it's connected to what I'm trying to talk about. One of the things that I've struggled with this ECQ was during that time, kasi when Anna was messaging me, we were essentially parang meron na mga rumors of ECQ or na announced na yung ECQ part 2. Mm-hmm. And so that was that time. But at the same time, Anna and I had recorded a episode for another podcast that we did, and I had been trying to edit it for weeks. And parang I was at the point where every time I tried to edit it and I listened to it, I hated what I was watching. Like I was so frustrated with like the internet lag or like. What I was saying or like just the general mood of it or whatever, but there was always something in my mind that I saw wrong about it that I just could not find in myself to fix. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I've struggled with this quarantine. If it's not going to be perfect, if what's in front of me is not perfect, it's difficult for me to even like, you know, touch it. Diba? Because parang, I don't know, like putting your energy on something that is not perfect when the whole world around you is falling apart sometimes becomes such a struggle. Mm. And I don't know if it's like, you know, if it's just I don't even know how to explain it for real. It's just parang some things are no longer worth doing. I don't know how else to explain it. It's like, I don't know, it's like an internal giving up on my part, which I don't want to do, obviously, because I spent years of my life working and fighting, diba? But at the same time, this pandemic has put us in such a difficult position. It's a place where I don't know if when we come out of this pandemic, everything that I had worked to put into place is still going to be there, diba? Exactly. I don't know if what I'm doing now in the pandemic is going to lead to anything after the pandemic, diba? It's our whole lives are just a bunch of question marks, and it is becoming increasingly difficult to do anything worthwhile, because what if it just all goes away? What if it means nothing, diba? Yeah. And what if it just contributes to like the failure of everything that I've worked for before? And that's irrational. But at the same time, this whole situation we're in is irrational.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's no other way to explain it. It's just difficult to live. Not live as in like, you know, be alive every day, but to make life worthwhile for yourself. Because you just don't know anymore.
Yeah, I understand. I feel like this pandemic actually taught us na parang, if there's anything worth doing, you have to do it now. You even have to, but like, if you want to do something, do it. Like, start. The most important thing to do is to start. Start doing it. Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like with the whole pandemic happening, it's like, oh, until when am I going to wait for things to happen for me if I'm not going to do it myself? So I feel like that's the whole lesson then with this whole situation. And also, I feel like with Ella and Sean, they are the some examples of if nothing motivates you, take a break and just rest. Like get to know yourself again, get to know your groove, get on your groove. And I feel like it's okay to not be motivated, especially at this time, and everything does not have to be perfect, because again, these are not normal times. This is not a normal life. We are not living a normal life, and I feel like if we were, you would obviously be somewhere else.
Yeah, but for sure.
unlike me and Jayo, who at least try to find something to do to distract ourselves from the sad things in life, it's also okay to just take a break. Just breathe. Yeah. Sit with your feelings. If you're sad, be sad. Yeah. If you're not motivated, take a break. Take your leave. Oh my God, yun lamok.
Yeah, I think
I'm may realization.
Yung lamok
talaga.
Pangalawang
ano? Nah. Meron ba tayong fifth host?
Yung lamok.
Sean, Anna, Jo, Ella, and lamok.
Ikaw ba? May gusto ka ba sabihin? Ano ka ba?
But yun, yeah, I think we've said this in our past episode na taking a break is also equivalent to being productive also.
Exactly.
Yun din talaga. Yun nga, like what I said a while ago, start slowly.
Start
a mall?
Yes.
Start a mall?
Grabe.
Instructions unclear. I have started a mall.
yun yung mga yung listeners natin na, okay, start a mall. Paano? Pero yun.
Kaya yun.
Siguro yun. I think,
dalawa.
go ahead,
Jayo.
No, nawala na yung thought of ano.
Oh, sige, ako muna.
Out of train.
Ako muna.
Ella, please.
Okay, go.
Just adding to what Anna said, mm-hmm. I feel like if this was me a few years ago, I would have just beaten myself up so much just because I know how I am as a person and who I am as a person. And of course, the things that I want to achieve in life and all these things, just sobrang, alam mo yun, dapat, girl, dapat go-getter ka, dapat ganito, dapat busy ka, you do this, you do that. And then now, yun nga, eh, kinakaya ko na araw-araw, nakatunganga lang ako sa bintana. And I'm okay with that kasi I realize na, yun nga, eh, parang, may pandemic ngayon. Yes. So, I feel like I don't have to beat myself up too much na wala masyadong nangyayari sa life ko. Kasi, ang hirap din to just internalize everything. Because when I go on social media, nakikita ko yung kung ano namang nangyayari sa gobyerno. Tapos, if hindi naman yun, I see people dying, people na kakilala ko, yung mga loved ones nila, or like asking for prayers kasi critical conditions, or kung ano na naman sa news, na sino na naman yung namatay, and all these things. Like, how do you... I feel like kailangan natin lahat ng therapy after ng pandemic na to. Kasi sobrang traumatic ng experience na to for all of us.
Yeah, and I feel like with everything that's happening right now, don't force it. On the days when I have nothing to do, I really enjoy it because I'm just in bed now. I'm always on Netflix and I don't even know if I can go back to the whole hustle before. Like, I don't even know if I can go to like different events in a day anymore. I'm not sure if I can do that still, but I hope I can when all of this is over.
I think we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should be able to do it.
Yeah,
but yeah, if you've made it this far, thank you for listening and sticking with us here at Barely Adults. We are trying again. If hindi kaya, hindi pinipilit, kaya hindi kami nag-upload. Kaya hindi kami nag-upload!
Yes!
Totoo yun.
May excuse kami.
Yeah, I do want to say though that as much as there are so many things that the government has failed to do for us, there are still ways that we can, of course, help ourselves and the people around us. Always wear masks. Your face shields, wear them too. And if you can, get vaccinated with whatever vaccine is available to you. Kahit nagalit tayo sa Sinovac, mukhang safe naman siya right now. Take it if you can, because these are the smallest steps that we can take so that we can all have normal back again. Diba?
Yeah.
I saw nga sa isang documentary, ang sabi, the best vaccine is the one on your arm.
Yes.
And that is very true. And of course, you know, yung pinaka-basic thing that we can do right now is stay at home. Oh my gosh, yung alam ko, pasensya. Hindi ko kayo tinatayman. sorry.
May timer si Ella. Dapat gantong oras, tapos na tayo. May timer si Ella. Grabe yung pambabastos. Grabe. Hindi ko kaya nakaya. Diba, see, this is...
Hindi lang akong bastos today. Si Ella, mas bastos pa. At least ako bago mag-record, di ba?
Ang daming bastos yun. Si Anna, yung attention
yung
span
niya. Yung ako yung alarm ko.
Yung lamok yung bastos. Huwag kang ano dyan. No, but for real, I feel like... Ako nga, Ella, yung sinasabi mo bago ka maging bastos dyan.
No, yun lang naman. The most important... One of the most important things we could do it is... As much as possible, try to stay at home.
That's true. And we are very privileged that we can. That we can work from home, that we can go to online classes. We are all very, very, very thankful for that. And if you can, again, please do get vaccinated. Any vaccine is better than no vaccine.
Yep.
And please also do... Wash your hands, drink your medicine, drink a lot of water. Sean, ano yung yung Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew.
Green water.
Barocca. Let's just say it's Barocca. But yeah, if you made it this far again, thank you for sticking with us. Please always stay safe. We would still like to see you when all of this is over. I hope we can move on to other topics. I never want to talk about COVID again. Please.
Yeah, but I hope we're happier.
But yeah, if you guys don't want to talk about COVID and you want to make change, please don't forget to register to vote.
Yes.
September 30. Na yung
exciting
deadline.
Times.
Yeah. And honestly, take it even further. If there are candidates that you want to support in the upcoming elections, volunteer. Do something.
Puntahan niyo mismo. Puntahan niyo mismo sa bahay nila.
Can I just say, nung sabi ni Sean na do it even further, akala ko sasabihin niya, tumakbo na kayo.
Alam mo yun, nasa isip ko.
Hindi tayo papayag.
Nasa isip ko, doblehin yung boto eh. So,
kaya mo, dalawang dalili yung ipa-ink mo. Kaya mo. Yeah, but for real, again, if you want any other things for us to talk about, please feel free to do so. Message us. It's at BarelyAdultsPH over on Instagram and on Facebook. You can follow me. It's at Annabelle Morris for myself everywhere.
It's at Sean Delindan for me.
And you can follow me on Instagram. That's JEY000_ on Instagram.
And you can follow me on Instagram, that's at Ella Karina Gomez. For me, that's Ella with one L kasi pauso lang ako.
Okay.
Yeah. So sure ka na ba dun sa ano mo? Sa Instagram handle mo?
Final. Okay. Every episode, papalit ako ng ano. But yeah, this is...
Kayang.
Bastos!
Alam mo, sa entry ni Jeyo.
Wala talaga episode na walang nagiging bastos dito sa podcast na to.
Also, please...
Please do also follow us, subscribe to our channel. I feel like that's what you say if you're a YouTuber.
Spotify.
And also follow us on Spotify. We are Barely Adults!
Jeyo!
Jeyo!
Barely Adults.
Barely Adults. We'll see you guys soon.
Barely Adults.
Take care.